Well, Sean, firmly established now as the number one for Donegal. Obviously, looking ahead to Saturday night's game, a huge game for Donegal.
It is. It's a massive game. Obviously, trying to retain our Division 1 status is the main key at the minute. So going out and winning the game, it's vitally important for us. So we're just going to work hard this week now, get onto the pitch on Saturday night and try to perform to the level we expect, you know.
Yeah. And as you say, obviously striving to retain Division 1 status, you believe that's very important?
I think so, yeah. I think it's if you want to compete at the top level, I think it's vitally important for us to stay in Division 1 because, you know, you're playing top teams every week and it's a high intensity game. So, you know, I think the league football's becoming a lot more competitive over the past number of years. So if you want to sit at the top table, I think it's important for us to stay up there.
Mm. The general feeling is that I think most people were actually shocked this year at the start of the league. On the opening night, we had Donegal and Mayo and Ballybuffy, and was a Dublin and Kerry in Croke Park. Two fantastic games. The teams really hit the ground running. Obviously, the level, you normally teams just ease into the league, but you had to be ready from day one this year.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of the way it's going, you know, over the past number of years as well. I think it's the league's a lot more competitive and teams aren't really easing your way into the league anymore. It's kind of a situation where the football's the whole year round, you know, it's fully competitive the whole year round, and teams are building to that. So you have to maintain your fitness for the 12 months of the year nearly at this stage. So, and I think it's a great thing for the game because, you know, I would say even attendance has gone up because the league football's become a lot more enjoyable, and it's great games to watch. You know, anytime you go out and watch the league games, very rarely you'll come across a boring game. So, you know, if you keep that there up, the attendance of games is going to go up, and obviously, you know, that's what you want to be doing.
Yeah, and playing in front of a big crowd, I suppose playing in front of a big crowd in Ballybuffet is nothing like it.
There's nothing better, you know. The biggest experience I had, the biggest crowd I played in front of really was the, you know, you had the Tyrone game 2 years ago. It didn't turn out too well, but, you know, we had a Cavan Championship game there. We had the Meath Super 8 game there. You know, playing in that, it's just unbelievable because the atmosphere around the whole ground and, you know, your supporters there backing you on, it's a fantastic feeling.
Does it bring a little bit of extra pressure, the fact when you're at home?
I don't think so. I think you just have to embrace it. Obviously, that wee bit of pressure, it comes at every game. I think embracing it's vitally important. You know, we were under a bit of pressure to beat Monaghan there the last game. So, you know, you have to learn to take that pressure on the shoulders and perform under it. So I think having your fans there, it's a benefit to you more than anything else.
Yeah. You mentioned how the game has evolved or improved, and that standard and the required fitness levels has changed even in the last couple of years since you've come in. And I suppose the goalkeeping position has gone through a revolution in the last couple of years.
It has, yeah. It seems to be changing and changing for the better, I think. You know, at the end of the day, you're not just a number standing in the goal line and just putting the ball out the field. I think you're becoming more involved in the game, and you have to be more confident on the ball and be able to link up and kind of basically relieve a wee bit of pressure from your defence if they need to come back to you with the ball. And I think it's good because it makes for an exciting game. You know, it makes the goalkeepers have to improve as well. So it helps, you know, when you're going out, you're not just standing there waiting for the ball to come to you. You can go out, you can get involved, which is, it's a benefiting factor for the whole game. I think it adds an extra player in attack too for the attacking team.
Obviously, you have in a short space of time become one of the top goalkeepers in the country. Are you aware of that, or does that bother you, or does it put you under pressure?
I wouldn't say I'm up there just yet. You know, you have keepers like you have Morgan, who are playing against at the weekend. You have obviously Cluxton still going for another year, which is, it's fantastic to see because you want to see the best players out there. You've Rory Began as well. You have a number of top keepers out there. So basically all I want to do is just keep improving my game and get up to that level where I am consistently a top goalkeeper. And at the end of the day, it takes a lot of training to get up there and a lot of work. So I'm just going to keep the head down and keep working at it.
Stephen Cluxton, I suppose, is the man credited and did actually revolutionise the position. Would you have studied him?
Like watching him, you know, watching him even playing years and years ago, he's a keeper that's been at the top level for the past which you'd be saying over 10 years nearly now at this stage, and it's great to see him coming back for another year because he still has plenty in him, I think myself. But, you know, it's a good thing in one way, but it's a bad thing in another way, because you might think, obviously, young Comerford coming through there as well, he's going to be a top keeper, and he showed it against us. He played quite well. So at the end of the day, it's about trying to imitate nearly what he done, and maybe try improve a wee bit more on it.
And you mentioned Rory Began there, and you mentioned Niall Morgan. They've even probably taken it to another level now, because they seem to be roving up the field. I think in the club championship, Rory Began scored points from play.
It's frightening. You even see last year that Morgan scored a point, and maybe could have scored 2 points from play in the league of last year with Tyrone. And I haven't got brave enough to venture that far up the field yet, and I don't think I will venture too far just yet. But it's another stepping stone in the game as a goalkeeper. And as you see, when you do see players like Morgan and Began coming up the field, and they're so comfortable on the ball, and they're able to kick points like it, and you're thinking to yourself, why not? Because you're adding an extra attacker to the attack of the team, and it might be harder to mark, you know. So it's one of them things you can look into, and it's interesting, and I think it looks good for the goalkeepers of the country as well. So it's good to see the position evolving.
And are you given a license by management to do that, or even think of it?
I haven't been brave enough yet to take off up the field yet, so I haven't spoke to Declan about it just yet. Hey, but
you're not practicing it in training?
No, not yet, not as yet. I think we'll give it another few weeks anyways before I try anything. Sure, we might mention it to him and see what he thinks.
Yeah, your speciality has become your kick out. You know, you're up there clucks next with the kick outs. Obviously you must put a lot of work into it, do you?
It takes a bit of time and training, you know. It's something that I enjoy working on. It's something that, like, give credit to Andrew McGovern who stays behind or stays with me training and trains with me, and he couldn't do enough for me. You know, if I wanted to do a wee bit extra, if I wanted to come out early or go out, stay late, he'll stay there and he'll help me with my kicking. So just repetition, once you find something that's working for you, the repetition is vitally important. So kicking a lot of footballs during the week and training hard it's a big factor of it.
And of course the long kick out, and I suppose we remember the point scored, or was it the goal against Dublin in Croke Park, the long kick out, flick on by Michael Murphy to Ryan McHugh. Was that something you had practiced?
It's not really, no. It's kind of, it comes with its merits, you know. It'll be something that I would see out the field, or I would take it on my own. I would try find a mismatch, or I would see something that I think I could hit. You know, sometimes these come off and sometimes they don't. And luckily it came off against Dublin there, and luckily it came off against Monaghan as well. It was one of them things that sometimes it comes off, sometimes it doesn't. So it's just practicing at it.
Tell me, the new rule on the pass back from the kick out to the goalkeeper, what's your take on that?
At the minute, I wouldn't be, I don't understand the ruling. I don't know why it's been brought in. I don't think it's going to affect the game really in any positive shape from looking at what they're looking and bringing in. But it's another rule change that they're bringing in, and it's something that we're just going to have to get on with and work around it. I think it's going to put a wee bit more pressure on defenders to receive short kickouts, and it might eliminate that factor, which might be something that they're trying to do, which I don't think it's going to benefit the game in any way. But listen, it's something that they've decided it's going ahead, and we'll just have to get on with it.
Would it be better if it was trialled in the league rather than just come in black?
I think the trial, like normally what they would do was trial it out in the league, but for it just to come in the championship, it's something that, listen, it's their decision, and they've decided to go with it, so we'll just have to get on with it.
Tyrone on Saturday night, is the approach anyway different from any other team?
No, it's at the end of the day, we're at a position where we just have to win games. You know, there's that wee added pressure. If you lose, you're still in that dogfight, whereas if you win, you might give yourself a wee bit of a cushion. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who's there. You just have to go out and you have to perform and get 2 points, which is the vital thing.